Run Your Race. I'm Rachel Hickson and I want to share my new book with you. So let us sit together and just listen. Run Your Race. Something to live for. Something worth dying for. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. As you hold and listen to this book, beware, this is a dangerous book. This book, I believe, has the power to change your life. It is an inspiring collection that has been written with the desire to help you focus your life so that you can run passionately after God. I want these readings to trigger your resolve to give your life away completely and fulfill every purpose of God for which you were made. It is time to run your race of destiny vigorously, ready to die if necessary, but more determined to live life on the cutting edge. God wants a tribe of dangerous people who will give their life away and see his kingdom come. We need to be ready, armed, and dangerous, with the word of God burning in our hearts. We need to pay the price of obedient sacrifice, learn from the heroes of faith who have walked before us, and stand with courage and conviction. God wants us to be part of a new movement of radical lovers who, without fear, run abandoned to the will of God. Many of us start life with a burning zeal that believes, wow, I can change the world. But then fears, excuses distract us, causing us to lose our focus and then doubt our ability to run this race of life. If you sometimes feel like this, I've written this set of devotions for you. Allow God to breathe his life into your being and reawaken your sense of destiny and purpose. Let your dreams and passions be expressed. Do not hide them any longer. Listen to the shout of heaven and the heroes who have lived before us and take your place in history. Decide that this is the time for you to run your race. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, we read this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run the race with perseverance that is marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Experts tell us that it takes 3 weeks of concerted effort to break a negative thought pattern, and then a total of 6 weeks to establish a new pattern and lifestyle. So this will be a 40-day journey, or about 6 weeks, of medicine from the Word of God, which is specifically designed to help you re-establish your priorities to be in alignment with the call of God on your life. Decide today to read a dangerous book and let the Word of God activate your passion towards Jesus once again. So let's pray together. Say with me, Father, I want to dedicate these 40 days to you. I desire to serve you without fear. I want to give my life away for kingdom purpose, to touch nations and to minister to people. I know that as I take this focused time to talk to you about the passions of my heart, you will meet with me. So stir my heart to love you more deeply and to serve you more completely. Fill me with a fresh sense of purpose and courage. Reveal your plans for my life. Let me walk with you at a new level of intimacy and obedience. Thank you for my race of destiny. Let me focus my eyes on the race before me and complete this race like a champion. Father, I thank you that you've made me to run and finish excellently. Activate me. Reignite me, accelerate me into every purpose, I pray. Amen. So what's the next step? These meditations have been written for a 40-day series with a fresh challenge each week. Each of these challenges will focus you on a different aspect of your character and will then train you to be a better champion in this race of life. The 6 challenges over these weeks are as follows. Week 1, dedicated heroes. Week 2, determined courage. Week 3, devoted to purity. Week 4, disciplined sacrifice. Week 5, Dangerous Passion, and finally week 6, Destined as Champions. Each day you will read a portion of scripture, activate your purpose, and then release your heart cry to God in prayer. You should try and find a place where you can just be alone and focus as you do this. If possible, first deal with any situation that could interrupt you. Turn the phone off. Take time to concentrate on your mission. Later, towards the end of the week, find time to read all the devotions for the one topic at one time and let the challenge of the week stir your spirit. I believe as you do this, you will watch the Word of God begin to refocus your vision and ignite your passion. The Word will reawaken destiny, enable you to think clearly, teach you to take back what the enemy has stolen through your fear or disobedience. So, come, let us run this race of our life and cross the finishing line as a champion. I'll enjoy doing this journey with you. So, let me read you a poem. This poem is entitled Get Up and Win the Race, and it's written by a woman called Dee Groberg. So just reflect with me.